Hello, welcome to episode 8 of the Frequencies podcast. My name is Michael J. Johnson. I'm your host. A few things I'm going to talk about today. First will be the story of how I became a Facebook exile. And then we'll talk about a couple of trailers that recently came out, Captain America Civil War and Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice. And talk about another streaming show that I recently finally caught all of, and that's Man in the High Castle, based on the Philip K. Dick novel, and a few other odds and ends. First, I just want to kind of remind everybody of my different links and stuff. If you're not following me on Twitter, I can be found at twitter.com @MikeJJohnson. My website is MichaelJJohnsonMusic.com. My SoundCloud is SoundCloud.com/MichaelJJohnson. My Facebook fan page is Facebook.com/MikeJJohnson.music. I also have a YouTube, YouTube.com/MichaelJJohnson. And I actually have some videos for some of my songs on there. So one day last week, I started getting a bunch of texts and Facebook messages from people saying, "Did you create a new Facebook profile? Because it just sent me a friend request." And I said, "No." And so I took a look at what they were talking about, and someone had taken my name, except they were calling themselves Johnson Michael, and they had taken a couple of my profile photos and put them up there, and they were sending friend requests to some of my friends. Now, this was my personal Facebook page, not my artist page. And by the time I looked, they had already gotten a couple hundred of my friends. So, you know, a couple of my friends mentioned that they had already friended them, and whoever had the account was chatting with them. They had already tried the "I'm in trouble and need money" scam on somebody. Of course, when you need money, the last person you should try to steal a Facebook profile from is a musician, because probably most of their friends are musicians. So I just kind of started trying to let people know that that was not me, and let people who had already friended them know that they should unfriend them. And then I also asked people to tag this as a fake account. At some point, I think the person found out that I had figured out what they were doing, because then they also tagged me as a fake account. And they might have even convinced a few of my friends that I was the fake account. I'm not really sure. So what happened was that night, my account got deactivated, and then apparently the other account did too, but it wasn't until later, which was really strange to me. It took them a while to bring the other account down, and so I was required to produce a picture of my ID so I could prove that I didn't have a fake name. You know, I'm sort of thinking, why would I fake the name Michael Johnson? But anyway, 3 or 4 days later, I finally got an email from Facebook saying, "We're sorry for the inconvenience and we've returned your account to you," or whatever it said. And that was that. So, you know, a few things I found out about while I was trying to get this situation rectified. One thing I found out is that Facebook does not have a phone number you can call. So you can never talk to a human being. And another thing I found out was even their system of sending them a message is very impersonal, and all the replies you get are automated. You can't really email somebody and get an answer back, and you can't find out how long it's going to take to get your account reinstated and that sort of thing. So just something to be aware of. If you ever have a problem with Facebook, there's nobody you can really talk to. It's all behind some sort of automated wall. Yeah, so I was over the weekend without access to my Facebook account, and it's funny because you then realize how much you're relying on Facebook for certain things. Like, there are some people that I don't even know how to get a hold of them without Facebook. I spent some more time on Twitter thinking, you know, that I could at least contact some people through Twitter if I needed to. That was when I noticed that some of my Facebook friends weren't even following me back on Twitter. If you lose access to your Facebook, then it can be a problem. I'm just glad that I finally was able to get it back. couple other things that I realized through this process, because I read up a little more about some of these scam people. So they'll do this sort of thing, and they will try to get some of your friends to fall for it, and then, of course, try to find some way to con them out of money or something. Who knows what else they would have done. You know, the one thing that you don't necessarily have to worry about is they haven't really accessed your account. You know, I had a couple people telling me, change your password. Well, it had nothing to do with my password. I have a very secure password. I don't have the same passwords for any of my accounts, and I use hard-to-crack passwords. It had nothing to do with a password. Then I still did change my password. That wasn't really anything that had any kind of bearing on what happened, because all they've really done is created a separate account. Maybe the one mistake I had made was I just had sort of the lowest privacy settings, so they could probably see a lot of my pictures. Although I've got my pictures all over the web, so it's not like they couldn't have gotten them anywhere else. But they may have been able to figure out who else I was friends with that way. So I've definitely tightened up my privacy settings. It did make me realize, though, if you have someone send you a friend request and you're pretty sure you're already friends with them, the first thing you should do is just see if they're on your friends list and then maybe go and ask them. And that's the reason I found out, was because some people got in touch with me and said, hey, did you create a new account? Once I started reading about it, I saw that other people who talked about this definitely gave this advice and just said, don't panic about this. So if this happens to you, don't panic. Don't try to engage the person. Just try to do what you can. Chances are they will eventually move on to their next target pretty quickly. One of my friends threatened them, and I think that's why they then targeted me, tagging me as the fake account as well. So it's better if you just don't let them know that you're aware of what they're doing and just try to kind of work behind the scenes. And definitely don't freak out about it or panic. But it is funny because I did have just a couple people who just kept saying, well, you know, I'm not sure. I may just unfriend you until all this is over with. And I tried to explain, as long as you don't friend the fake account, you're not in any danger at all. And even if you do friend the fake account, nothing's going to happen to you unless you fall for their little plea for money or whatever they do, but they can't access you or anything. But it's funny, you know, we're so focused now on the whole password thing. Some people don't really understand that this is a completely different kind of threat. And somebody can do this to you even if they don't have any access to your password. All they need to do is just pretend to be you. Maybe the damage to you isn't going to be as bad, but it still feels like sort of a violation and it feels kind of creepy. And I know that when this person was texting some of my Facebook friends, that's how they figured out pretty quickly, because they would say things like, oh, are you still teaching at Berkeley? And apparently the person seemed confused about that. So even if you're good about your passwords, there are other things out there that you need to be wary of. And not much you can do about those except just be calm about it and try to let all your friends know that that's not really you. And maybe encourage them, just like I did, to tag this person as a fake account. Marvel Comics has now begun their new reality, the all-new, all-different Marvel, which is the culmination of the end of the big Secret Wars event that happened this last summer. But unfortunately, the actual Secret Wars book has had so many delays that we still don't really know what happened at the end of Secret Wars. We don't know how it ended up, and because it was sort of an end of the universe scenario, we don't really know how the universe was restarted or rebooted or whatever you want to call it, and how we're back to somewhat of a state of normalcy for the Marvel Universe. But also what it did for me was I had been keeping up with current issues of the comics, and I decided to cancel some of my subscriptions and just go back to reading Marvel Unlimited. Now, Marvel Unlimited is actually a pretty cool thing. It's an app. You pay a monthly fee, and you can read any of the comics that are up there. It's sort of like a Netflix for Marvel comics. Now, the only limitation to Marvel Unlimited is that it is 6 months behind. So the newest issues there originally came out 6 months ago. I did get some first editions of new books, but then I, as I said, canceled my subscriptions. This week in things I'm geeking out about, a little bit of a spoiler alert here too. I'm going to talk about the Amazon series Man in the High Castle and the trailers for Captain America Civil War and Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice. First up is The Man in the High Castle. So last time I talked about the Jessica Jones Netflix series, and after I finished that, I had watched the Man in the High Castle pilot almost a year ago, I think. I think it was around Christmas time of last year that I watched that. And it was one of those Amazon pilots where they would put out a bunch of pilots and you watch them and you vote for them. So I had watched the pilot and I voted for it. And sure enough, it did become one of the series that got greenlighted. So recently showed up on Amazon just a couple of weeks ago. So I watched the whole thing after I finished Jessica Jones. I really liked it. Now, I never read that particular book, so I don't know how it compares to the book, although some of the podcasts I listen to, they've talked about it a little bit, and so I know that they made some changes to it. But I think it turned out pretty good, actually. I kind of like the storyline. I'm looking forward to finding out what happens in season two. You know, there were a couple of parts of the storyline where for a few episodes, I wasn't even sure why we were concentrating on certain people. One in particular was the trade minister. I didn't really understand what his part was until almost pretty much the last scene of the final episode. I thought his story was interesting, but it didn't seem to have a whole lot of bearing on some of the other stuff that was happening. So I can't really say too much more without really spoiling it if you haven't seen it, but I will just say that I liked it. Can't wait for season two. Good writing, good acting. I like the period stuff that they do. I think it's kind of cool how they did some different versions of popular music that would have happened at that time. Even just popular culture in general, how they change it so that you've got more of a Japanese society happening on the West Coast and more of a German society happening on the East Coast. Thought it was just really well done. Okay, so the two trailers. So, you know, there's been a lot of questions about Captain America Civil War, how it's going to be handled. If you ever read the event the way it happened in the comics, the whole thing kind of hinged on a big catastrophe happens with a large loss of life, and it's caused by some superheroes. So as a result, the government decides to register all superheroes. And so they have to reveal their identities and register with the government. Now, Tony Stark sort of becomes the figurehead for this. He's all for it. And surprisingly for some, although not for me, Captain America is the guy who really is against this idea. And he ends up taking a bunch of heroes underground, and Tony Stark is able to talk a bunch of heroes into revealing their identities and registering. And they do have sort of a civil war over this, and Captain America ends up getting killed, and a lot of other stuff happens. But since the Marvel Cinematic Universe doesn't have that many heroes yet, a lot of us were wondering how they were going to pull this off. And it looks like from this trailer, and once again, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the trailer or if you're wanting to avoid any of these trailers until you see the movie in May, you may want to skip the rest of the podcast. But it looks like they're after Bucky and Captain America wants to protect him. Now, remember, Bucky was captured by the Russians after World War II and brainwashed basically to be an assassin, the Winter Soldier. So now they want to bring him to justice for his crimes, but Captain America says, well, you know, he was brainwashed to do all this stuff. So it looks like that's going to be what triggers this kind of civil war between him and Iron Man. you do get a few glimpses of the Black Panther, so we can see that the Black Panther will show up in this film for the first time. The costume looks pretty cool. So it looks like Black Widow and War Machine and the Black Panther are on Iron Man's side. And then Cap has the Falcon and I think Hawkeye on his side, and probably a few more people. I think from what I hear, Scarlet Witch will also be on his side. We don't see in this trailer whose side Vision is on. Whoever has him on his side, he's got the most power probably, since Hulk and Thor are not going to be in this movie. So we'll see. I'm sure we'll find out more about this. But I think, you know, it sounds like they've found a good way to justify the idea of a rift between these two groups of heroes. And so I think it'll be pretty interesting. Batman v Superman. So I thought that was a pretty cool trailer as well. The sudden appearance of Wonder Woman at the end of the trailer and the joke where Superman goes, "She with you?" And then Batman goes, "I thought she was with you." Apparently some of that stuff in there is from a dream sequence, so it's kind of hard to tell what's going to be real and what's not going to be real. It looks like Lex Luthor has somehow captured Zod's body and turns him into Doomsday. Doomsday sort of looks like one of the monsters from Resident Evil to me, which is kind of a drag. Also, Lex Luthor, Jesse Eisenberg, he just seems a little too crazy and a little too snarky, and I'm not all that excited about this version of Lex Luthor, but we'll see. But I have to say, all the people who have been complaining about Ben Affleck, I don't know, he seemed all right. Got to have some gravitas for this older Bruce Wayne part, and I think he kind of brings that about. So I'm willing to give this movie a shot. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on both of those trailers. If you want to leave a comment for me at the website or on Twitter or on Facebook or something, I'd love to hear what you think. And thanks a lot for listening, and see you next time.